up.
Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings to all of you out there, Ramadan Mubarak. To all those who are fasting through the holy month of Ramadan, and to those who would love to fast and cannot fast because of their illness. But I tried to teach you that fasting is not just abstaining for food. Everything you do for the will of God, you must be able to have good intentions. This is Murad Muhammad, and it is indeed a pleasure and an honor to speak to all of you out there in Radio Land. It gives me great privilege, and I am highly honored to be able to have this opportunity to express the understanding that I obtained by being the student of Imam Waris Deen Muhammad. For I give him credit because he taught me that when you don't give credit where credit's due, then Allah will not give you any more. So therefore, I will do my best to reward anyone that walks into my life and decide to give me their knowledge, their experience, and that which can take me to another level of understanding, and more important, escalate me to my ability to perform in society. It gives me great privilege to be able to do that. And I try my best to study this deen. This deen is another word to say to you all, we owe a debt to God. Every individual owe a debt to God. And if you understand that, then you will operate in this world. Because Allah asks you to operate in this world, even though some of us tried to come out of this world. But they are not reading the words of God. Because God created us to operate in this world. And if one in this world operate up into his standings that God has instilled in you in birth, all the way back to your father Adam, that your obedience to him allow you to perform in society. Spite of all the things that's going on around you, you have to have the obedience to God for him to order his angels to guide you. We will not make it, brothers and sisters, in this world without God guiding you. And how could you tell when one is being guided? You can tell that they're too far to the left or they're too far to the right. You know then they don't have it. They did not put the connection together to understand that regardless how tall, how short, how ugly or how good looking, how intelligent or how unintelligent, whether you're sick or you're not sick, we all are created to be obedient to him. Whatever you are doing, whoever you may be, man or woman, whatever your obstacles is in your path, you got to hurdle those obstacles. Because God has created each and every one of us to be able to operate in society. And I know Satan, I know that devil gets to you, but he only can get to you when it's your will. But when you do the will of God, he can't even touch you. Matter of fact, if you was in paradise, he can't come in. And paradise is created in this world, and paradise is created in the hereafter. He ain't allowed in this world, nor is he allowed in the hereafter. So if you want to be protected and make sure you don't fall victim to his trickery and his con and his deceit, because he has no power over you. He calls you, and you simply come. And when you come to Satan, and you take on Satan's ways, then you have no help from God. You're on your own. But you can't give that credit to God. You got to take that burden on your own. That was your will, because God gave you a will to accept him or reject him. And when you reject him, then you will catch hell. Or he will reward you for that which you do wrong, but it's called temporarily heaven for permanent hell. So it gives me great privilege, and I'm honored to be able to instill in you, motivate you, give you determination to think, open your mind. You have to open your mind in order for you to bring in the universe, to order to grasp the creation of God, to be able to read Ikra. You have to be able to read. I want to give thanks to our beloved brother, Alfred Muhammad, and thank him for this vehicle and give him credit for creating this vehicle and recognizing him, because this is his broadcast. I'm just a guest. And if, in fact, he allow me, I will continue. And if he decide that I should not continue anymore, I will thank him for allowing me to be on this radio station for over 50 consecutive times with continuity. And I did not ever thought about giving it up. Now, I have a lot of things to do, but what's more important than the Word of God? And so it allows me to talk to you. It allows me to talk to your intellectual mind. And that can be confused, but it gives me a great vehicle to be able to talk to your nature that is not confused. Because no one, not even man, more or less Satan, can touch the nature of the human being. And that's why every human being is referred to as Muslim. This is a blessing month. In this month, you're rewarded over 1,000 months when you do Ramadan, when you observe Ramadan. And in Ramadan, you got Zakat. You got where you give to charity, Sadaqah, where you give to charity. Your heart have to be there. That's what Allah asks for, is your heart to be in your fasting. And so you send money to people that's needed, whatever you can send. If you was wealthy, you would send $1 million. You really think that you would do that? If you had 20 million, you would send $1 million. Well, you will be rewarded as if you had it, because that is what you were thinking on doing. And you say, oh, Allah, if I was wealthy, I would send $1 million to Brother Alfred. But I don't have $1 million. But I got 5. I got 10. I got 20. I got 50. I got 100. I got 200, 300. Whatever you send, you may think is minute. But you didn't have to send it. So God will reward you for good intention, especially in this holy month of Ramadan. So if you felt or you have that type of kindness and that type of mercy in you that you will help someone but can't, you get the rewards anyway. You would get the rewards to be able to help someone, and more or less a stranger. Who is this stranger you may help? Well, in theory, he's really not a stranger. He is your brother. You all come from Adam. So that makes us brothers and sisters, whether we like it or not. But we don't know him. And because we don't know him, it's because one reason is you never met him. But you see his works. He exists. Because of his radio shows, he exists. Well, we don't see God, but God sees us. But we see God's signs, how we recognize that man didn't create the heavens and the earth and everything between it. No. Man don't send rain down and hail and snow. No. Man don't give us the four seasons. No, man does not give us day or night. See the signs of God that you can recognize him? Well, same way with his human beings. You can recognize his legacy. You can recognize his track record. You can recognize the things that he has done in society is bigger than his name. And therefore, when one gives you a radio show, not one, not two, nine shows a week, just so happened I do one of them on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So give. You'll be blessed more times over in this holy month. There was two men. One died in war, gave his life with God's name. We are told when you lose your life in war, fighting for the obedience of God, then you go right to paradise. But then there's another man that he came home and did Juma in the holy month of Ramadan. And he died making his last good intentions and obedience to God. While the brother who got into heaven for losing his life in war saw the brother who died in the holy month of Ramadan. And on a Friday, which is a blessed day, what happened? He went to paradise quicker than the brother who died in war. So therefore, you don't have to lose your life to get to heaven. You can be called by your Lord that's it. Die the life in the right state of a Muslim. Meaning, he died doing good during the holy month of Ramadan. My God, brothers and sisters, if he's able to do that, look at the reward he received in making it to Jannah, heaven, paradise, whatever you like to refer to as it to be. Well, you got to say to yourself, self, am I going to heaven for my ego? Self, and I'm going to heaven because I'm wealthy. Self, am I going to heaven because I have done so many things in the world as far as education and degrees? No, that is not heaven. Oh, you might get there, but what have you done for humanity? You have a debt to God you must pay back. And that debt to Allah is from your good deeds and your good character. So all those who want to be evil, all those who want to be selfish, all those who want to sell their people down the drain and don't want to help their people, you get nothing. You get what you're supposed to get and what you deserve to get, and that is punishment. So I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, give to your brother and get the blessings that you receive during the holy month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi al-Alamin. And brothers and sisters, I would like to, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see if in fact that I can give you what Allah wants us to know and understand during the holy month of Ramadan. And I'm going to take a few minutes and see if, in fact, I can do just that. Now, I want you to understand that I made an oath that I will not be on the radio too long this month. And the reason being is simple. Is because Ramadan is here. And because Ramadan is here, we have to understand that we have to observe Ramadan. And we have to be able to make our salat that comes in around 3:30. And in order to do that, we have to be prepared and break our fast and make the salat. And so I try to give you about an hour, hour and 15 minutes to see if, in fact, that I can get off the rig. I enjoy doing this. I tell you, there's no game that I'm playing. I get barakah. One day with your Lord, that's what it says, is 1,000 days, 1,000 years, pardon me. And I like those odds, to have 1,000 years with Allah. And so talking and speaking about the words of God, the words of the Quran, reading revelations, allow you to be able to assist someone that can come out of the hell that they chose to be in. They chose it. Nobody else chose it but them, to be in the streets, to not want nothing out of life, not want to do anything for anyone, just like to take or lose your life. Children dying in the street by a straight bullet. We just lost a child, may God be pleased with her or him, that died foolishly because someone didn't like her daddy. And because they didn't like her daddy, they missed him and got her. Isn't that something? And so you have to be thankful to God that you are here. So we say, Bismillah, the Rahman, the Rahim. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. You Muslims, you believers out there, may peace be unto you. Ramadan Mubarak. We thank Allah for this month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, a month in which there are many blessings according to the word of God. In the Quran, we thank him for our presence today. We don't have to be here today, so we thank God for our presence today. How many of you all get up and thank God for your presence? We thank him for our presence, for our life and our health. And we pray that he always will guide us and grant us mercy. We say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salam wa salam 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 for the mercy of Muhammad the Prophet, Prophet Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. May the peace and blessing be upon him and his companions. And his offspring. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. Sadaqallahu Adeem. Brothers and sisters, fasting during the holy month of Ramadan, as I was trying to teach you last week, our first 10 days of Ramadan allows us that God has, we pray for mercy. God has mercy on us for the 10 days. And mercy only means that we don't participate in the things of this world, that which we can abstain from it. And the first 10 days allow us to literally go back. Because if we go back, we're able to not be a part of what's going on every day in this world. It allows us to be free of the burdens that we have, because if you go forward, then you're still in this world. And we are not going forward. We're going back. And that's the mercy, because you're coming back to your original nature and what God has given us. Yes. And so therefore, that is the mercy. And then we have our next 10 days. In the next 10 days, we beg Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for what? For forgiveness. We beg him forgiveness. And then we have the last 10 days, which is blessings. With anything that you ask for that's good, and Allah decide that you're going to get that, do good by way of him, then he rewards you. See how merciful God is? That he will reward you. And he rewards you to do what? He rewards you for the good that you have presented during the whole year, and especially in the ninth month called the holy month of Ramadan. And so those are the three represents the three stages of the human being, as I was trying to teach you, that the human being comes in threes. We make three rak'ahs. And we don't just make three rak'ahs because it just came from nowhere. It's a blessing to be able to understand the three rak'ahs. But you also got to understand that represents the birth of man. That first 10 days is the birth of man. And we should understand that is the normal way that Allah comes to us in this world and guide us as a baby. In the second stage of man is the human intelligence. You got to come to your second level of growth, which is the human intelligence. And then the last one of the blessing of the month of Ramadan is the spirit. The spirit. You got to have the spirit. The spirit is not God. The spirit is what God breathed into us. And the spirit is allowed to let you stand up, even though you may be weak. But the spirit allows you to stand upright. The spirit allows you to be able to understand that God is in charge, not you. Yes, you tired. Yes, you wore out. Yes, you disappointed. And yes, you may not have anything. But if you got the spirit, if you got the spirit and you can tap into your intellectual mind in the second development growth of man, then it will allow you to understand why you're doing what you're doing and where you are going. Because Allah says to us, we work in the present all the way to the future. All the way to the future, that we work in the present to the future. We do not, brother and sister, work from yesterday. And that's what's happening today, that most of us are dealing with the past tense, and we're not dealing with the present, nor are we dealing with the future. You can't see the present. It goes right by you. I guarantee you, if I offer you $1 million and told you what I said 5 seconds ago, it went right by you. But God said work from the present to the future, but understand that history is reward of all resource. So you got to study the history to know what their future is. So if you got the history, you got the future, and you put them together, Allah will show you the present. This is the mercy of God. This is not just rituals. This is exercise to exercise the mind of the human being to come back to the original nature of who you are as a human being. as an upright human being, as an intelligent human being. Because that spirit can leave the body. The body can't move unless you put it in a car, on a bus, or a train, or a plane, and then you can go places. But that spirit can go out and search for you and then come back and call you to come out there with him. And you have to see that in your subconscious mind, because the conscious mind is all confused. This is Islam. If you study Islam, you would understand that. Now, I've been trying to teach the brothers and sisters about unity, why God Almighty want us to come together in unity. Unity means community. Community means men, women, and children. In order for us to do that, you have to understand where it all come from. Did you not know that Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace be upon him, did not teach his followers that they supposed to pray? Took 12 years to establish prayer. I'm not being redundant. I'm trying to drive it home. I'm being repetition and repeating what God says in the Holy Quran. 12 years it took Muhammad the Prophet to teach his followers how to pray. But what did he teach them? He taught his followers to interact. Interact with who? The Jews, the Christians. He wanted him to know their neighbor. And it took 12 years, half of the prophet's lifetime for 23 years on the planet, as the prophet of us and a messenger of God. You can't get this overnight. It comes in stages. Just the way the baby is born and comes out the womb. It depends on the mother to feed it. So it have to crawl before it walk. Have to walk before it run. Look at you now. You are just a little spot of blood, a clot of blood with sperm and water. Look at you now. You're a little worm. Did you ever see what you look like before God sent his angels to develop you? Where you get those eyes? Where you get those nose from? Where you get that face? You think man did it? And all that does is cover the real creation of God. That's why Muhammad had to read God's creation. Read. I can't read, Lord. Read in the name of your Lord that created. And when he began to read internally of God's creation and how everything operates, how the mind operates, how the heart, the lungs, the kidneys operates. Man didn't give us that. God gave that to us. And it came in stages. And so Muhammad the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to take one of the most despicable people of the world and teach them first before they learn how to pray. And then as you read in the Quran, you see that even though revelation, the creation of Adam, was all in the month of Ramadan. It was established. But yet, we didn't know it for years. Because the Quran speaks about the other juice of the Quran before it gets to Ramadan. See, Allah has prepared us, and we think we prepared ourselves. We had to grow into this knowledge. And I thank Allah for Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, because Imam Wallace D. Muhammad made us understand why we fast. fasts and protects you and establishes you when you abstain from food and drinking and participating in sex. When you spend time with yourself, cleaning yourself, purifying yourself, many aspects in fasting helps the human being. Around the world, you see men and women around the world are purifying themselves. Muslims around the world fasting during the month of Ramadan, in the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, the month when Muhammad the Prophet had established Islam. Islam began. It began in the ninth month in Revelation. Oh, yes, the Quran was revealed. Muslims did not eat nor drink or have sex during that daylight hour. From sunup to sundown, we was able to abstain from the things that people say is normal for you. But it allows you to be able to guide your desires. Allah says, O you believers that fast. He described fasting for us, just like he described fasting for those before us. It's a learning process. Self-restraint. The human being can control his appetite, can control his everyday faults in society during the holy month of Ramadan. It gives you balance, brothers and sisters, and makes you a better human being. Isn't that amazing? All this during the holy month of Ramadan, the night of power. It has great understanding and significance to it. The night is better, a power is better than 1,000 months. One night. This is in the Holy Quran. A lifetime. Yes, just one night is better than a lifetime of the night of power. And you worship Allah. It allows you to guide yourself and show that you have a responsibility in life. It gives you strength and power. It fulfills your desire to be able to seek the better things of our life. It takes away the ignorance, the month of fasting. And we got it. It's a celebration, one of the two Muslim holidays, Eid al-Fitr. It means to return to your usual self. What is your usual self? Upright, being an upright human being, mastering your desires, purifying your mind and your heart. Covering your faults, it makes you have a responsible and successful life. Returning back to that human being that Allah has created, the human being that Allah put over all creation, the human being that is crown of creation. While we look at this world and we see trouble, we see problems. We see terrorists. We see people raping and doing things that they are not to do. But the month of Ramadan allows you to be an upright human being, to abstain from those things that they are doing. My God, you will have a better life if you understand what Ramadan means to the human being. These are the things that is necessity. For the Holy Quran says that Allah blesses without number. He blesses us, and we count. You can't count his blessing, but we count. God doesn't count. No matter how much we desire to count, you can't count God's blessing. The Muslim life is full of life and balance. Life. Life that you accept the challenge that God has given us. That challenge is to live in this world. Look what Allah says. The challenge is to live in this world. And not to live outside of this world. These are the words of God, man. You don't want to watch TV, man. You don't want to talk to your neighbor, man. You don't want to embrace the Christians and the Jews, man. You don't want to embrace the technician, the technology of this world, man. What part that you didn't read? God said, live in this world and not outside of this world. You make this world dirty. You forget the beauty of God. You think sex and drugs is God's world. He didn't create this world to be evil. You made it evil. Yeah, we made it evil. I ain't excluding myself. I'm just like you. I bleed, I get sick, I fall down, I make mistakes. But the difference from me and a whole lot of people, I beg them, oh, God, forgive me. Don't allow me to do it again. And Allah hears every human being's prayer when you call on him. I can't get most of the brothers to understand this is a world. This is a world that we have to live in, you coward. You want to live behind the door. A brother come up to you and want to tell you his problem. And because he's talking about a woman, not now, brother, not now. This is a holy month, you fool. That was your test. You make the holy month spooky. But the holy month is a blessing. He can't talk to you with your evil self. And you so intelligent. Well, I think something wrong with you. I think you're out your mind. See, I'm working on that, Jen. I don't like to insult nobody, but I can't stand a damn fool that wants to be more than what he is. And all I say to you all to just check his background. Ask him to produce what he has done. Not what he did 50 years ago. What he do in the last 5 years. Do better. Tell him to prove what he has done in the last 2 years. Well, you don't want to do that. Because most of them have their own personal agenda. Well, let me tell you something, you dope dealer. I hope you all listening to me. See, a dope dealer is one of the most evil, selfish individuals. He's not Satan, but damn, he close. Because he knows that drug will kill you, but he don't give a damn. He will sell you that drug, so why? He can do better. Because he don't want to work for nobody. And he ain't got the ability to create anything good, so he sells drugs. But then he will kill that baby that's in your womb. Or the baby come out as a drug baby. They call it addict baby, a crack baby. Give it whatever you want to give it, it is wrong. And he think he ain't going to pay. But just look at his life. He is going to lose it by a bullet, or he's going to ride in a wheelchair by a bullet, or he's locked up somewhere in the penitentiary. And nobody gives a damn but his immediate family that goes up to that despicable place just to bring him a care package. That's what happens with a dope dealer. But then he comes into the masjid. I ain't say don't let him in, but teach him. Your money ain't wanted here. You are. Because maybe I can bring you back. But that coward that calls himself a preacher, that coward that calls himself an imam will accept that dope dealer's money. Why? Why, he is just as bad as he is. Matter of fact, worse. Why? Because he is conscious in knowing that he's a dope dealer. He is conscious and know he's giving them that money. So guess what? The dope dealer don't know. So in the worst way, the imam is a kafir. That's what a kafir is. Since you all don't know it, a kafir is a bad word when you use a man that got conscious of what he's doing and chose to do it wrong. He's a kafir. Now, if that dope dealer does not know that, you can't call him a kafir in a bad way. But is he a kafir in a good way? No. Because he is out of his mind. The idea he doesn't know right from wrong, he's out of his mind. But you can halal him by letting him know he's going to hell. And he's going to pay. The only thing dies is that flush that goes back to the earth. But that will that God gave you, you got the answer for that in the day of judgment. And you will go to the hellfire. But I do not care anything about a human being. So you got to teach them. You have to teach them. I don't want to mention any names. But I was in a meeting. And I sat there and listened to the most disgusting things that people was mentioning that had no merit in developing the group. And the meeting was based and predicated on what the mayor going to do for us. And because the mayor is going to do something for you, then you should do something for him. Why, brother? Which one is the hoe that's selling her body, and which one is the pimp? Because what a hoe do, she say, I'll give you my sex if you give me dozens, though. And she realized that you go for it, so she becomes a prostitute. So that's prostitution. That I got to do something for you or to get something good out of you. That makes you a prostitute. If you give it up. However, it is your duty as a human being to give me what you have that's good for me. And your blessings come from who? God himself. Now you have to believe that God is great. All this religion, but yet I don't hear anyone say, what we need for the inner city is a necessity. And if you in power and you got it, you should give it. But what blew my mind, because I listened, I didn't say anything. But they used the alphabet. And they said one brother had everything you need, but he don't have Z. Well, what is Z? Z is the ending of the alphabet. That closed the deal. But the Z was referred to as finance. Well, hell, the city of Newark gave $40 million to people that don't even look like us. $40 million. But they say to a man that's in the inner city trying to develop something, you got to find Z, or we ain't doing this. Well, what did he need you for? Because if he had Z, he would have built 20 years ago. He don't have it. And don't have the ability to get it. So what are you giving us? But I'm no baker. I don't bake anybody for nothing. My success comes from understanding that God is great. I don't hate the mess. But where I was going, I didn't need them. I produce. So here's my proposal. I don't need your money. I don't need your $40 million. I don't need anything. And I got Z. Why? Because this is for our community. Now, you can sit on it, and you don't have to let it go. That's your responsibility in the day of judgment. I'll go elsewhere. But I ain't begging. And ain't nobody coming in my place and control and govern my home as if we don't know what we're doing. And everybody sitting there like they're in school. May I talk? May I go to the bathroom? What about this? What about that? And what about this? And I said, oh, my God. Wonder why they laughing at us. And you know what's amazing? When the gold was given, ready to be put out, it was packed. Went to the next mass deal, it was packed up. More people. When everybody thought they got what they want, it came less in the third one. And the fourth one, hardly no one was there. Now, you think this has happened accidentally or this is a curse? That some kind of way we are cursed. Allah ain't letting that foolishness happen, not in this day and time. But meanwhile, that we decide, I got a call that Philadelphia today has ITA. Where? In City Hall. And on the 20th, I believe, no, I'm sorry. It will come to me. But sometime this week, we will have ITA in City Hall. And there will probably be ITA in New York. And there will probably be ITA in Washington, D.C. Good. Thank you. But this Friday, ITA will be at Bear Stadium. That holds 50,000 people. Well, Moran, how are you going to get 50,000? Allah is God. Sure, you can't get 50,000 in City Hall. And ain't no 50,000 coming downtown. But in Bear Stadium, Isha, Tawi, Sohor, Fajr, you will hear the reading of the Quran all night long. For the first time in the history of the state, I ain't look at the other states, but I'm pretty sure that no one has done this. We looking for 50,000. If they come, we can hold them. So I picked up the phone and called Imam Darnell Kareem. Darnell Kareem, let me tell you who he is. Imam Walid Muhammad said, in the Arabia class, meaning he was in that class also. They grew up as youngsters. Imam used to go out dancing and couldn't come home because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wouldn't let him in at a certain time. So he used to spend the night over Darnell Kareem. Been knowing each other ever since they was kids. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad brought in a brother to teach them Arabic. Imam used to talk about the two top students. He didn't mention himself. He said, my younger brother Akbar and Darnell Kareem. He said, but my brother Akbar is good, but Darnell Kareem is more solid, meaning he has the basis of what the Quran means and how to place the Arabia. And that's what he said. And so he said, if you want to learn and be sound in the Arabia, go to Dalnell Kareem. And when he was writing his Tafsir of the Quran, a brother said, Brother Imam, I like to put that in the proper perspective in the right Arabia. He said, I like that. But go see Dalnell Kareem and Gloria. That's Dalnell's wife. I have to be a rocket scientist and know she knows Arabia. And Imam trusts him. Well, Dalnell Kareem traveled and got certificates in the Arabia, stamp approved by the great sheikhs that taught him. And one day he decided to come into the Imam's class. And he said to us here in New Jersey, he said he thought he knew it. That's when he knew the difference from Arabic and Arabia. And he knew he had to be retaught the connection of the right side of the Quran. And today he's heading up the New Africa in Chicago and building this great, beautiful school of knowledge of the Tafsir of Imam Waris Deen Muhammad. He's the chairman. Imam left it to him and referred to him as the New Day Bilal, meaning he has such a beautiful way of calling the Adam is that he called him the New Day Bilal, because he ain't the old Bilal. Nobody could be that. But this is today Bilal. That's a beautiful title, not for Imam Waris Deen Muhammad, for all Muslims. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That's for all human beings. Come to prayer. Hayat Salat. Come to prayer. Not just you who say you're Muslim. All of us come to prayer. Everybody in humanity. Well, Dalnell knows that. Very quiet, very laid back. But everybody loves him and loves his wife. Beautiful couple, been together for over 45 years. So I picked up the phone and called him. I'm no fool. I went to school. I said, Dalnell, I'm getting ready to do the prayer outside in a stadium. He said, what? I said, I'm looking for 50,000 people. Would you like to come in and call the Adam and read the citing of the Quran after Taweeh? He said, brother, what time you want me to be there? Anytime I can read the Quran, I will come. And he's coming in. Now, he's coming here on Thursday. So what are we going to do with this man's wisdom? So I came up with the idea, let's give him to Wali. Imam Wali. Why Wali? Because Imam Wali saw what I was doing, knew that I was not against Imam Waris Deen Muhammad's community, and joined the Shore Board. And has put in 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 of his dollars from the masjid, Masjid Allah, and got every nickel back. Never lost a dime with us. But he's seen us grow from 5,000 to 10,000 to 22,000. Inshallah, this is a picture 30,000, 40,000. He's seen the children play. He's seen how happy they got their toys. And when we was at our meeting, our Shore Board, the brother read to them what it costs to do our ed. He said, last year we spent $55,000. Well, the brothers from Egypt and Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and the rest of the part of the world said, well, we're going to be with you. You're going to have to spend more of that. And I hollered, double it. Nobody said a word. So we need 100,000. We don't beg, we create. We create to get the money so our children can have fun. So we negotiated for 200 to 300 bikes coming in for our children so we can give them away. Now, we can't give 300 bikes to 3,000 people, so we got to run contests. But, hey, it'll make them want to understand that it is a beautiful holiday and we only have two. And so Imam Wali Muhammad, I asked him, would he accept Donnell Kareem to do Juma prayer? He said, by all means, brother. He's one of our seniors in this community. Everybody knows Donnell Kareem was loved by Imam Wali Dean Muhammad. Yes. I said, well, I don't want to mess up your schedule. He said, brother, if I was doing Juma on Friday, I would dismiss myself for Donnell Kareem. I called Donnell Kareem. He said, brother, when I get on that plane and you accept me, I'm under you. You ask me to go to that masjid and do Juma so I can get blessings, I will do Juma. So we put it all out. So you know that Donnell Kareem, the closest one to Imam Wali Dean Muhammad, sat up under him and learned the connection to be at Masjid Allah on Friday, July the 10th, at Juma Salat at 1:10 p.m., 121 Grant Avenue. In Plainfield, New Jersey, zip code 07061. Let me say it again, 121 Grant Avenue, Plainfield, New Jersey, 07061. That's a treat, brother. And let me tell you how powerful it is, and I don't want to embarrass anyone, but a young man came to one of the members of the Shore Board and said, who thought of that? Who thought of that? That kills all the myth. He said, what myth, brother? That Mariah left our community. He said, well, guess who created it? He said, who? He said, Mariah. I didn't ask him for them accolades. But that's what I do. I stomp out the ignorance of people that makes despicable statements. Why would you trust Mariah? Well, go call ABC and ask them why they trust me. Mariah will steal from you. Well, why don't you call the state of New Jersey that ran an investigation on me and gave me license that I can run for senator. They investigated me for 7 years and found me to be clean to do business in the $1 million bracket. Because you can't handle that money and be a crook. Now you got nothing, but I'm going to steal from you. Mariah is this, Mariah is that. All I want to know, did they pronounce my name correctly? Because bad news is better than no news. But this is the fake out. But if you ask them who did it and then ask them what they have done, you'll find out the one that says that has not done nothing, anything, no success, no light. Matter of fact, if he steps outside his house, no one knows the hell he is. Isn't that amazing? But the world know me. And so we was at the masjid in Union and Morris Avenue. And a brother from a foreign country said, did you, all the sheikhs should have been there and watched Mariah operate. Why, he had all those court cases in the palm of his hand. The way he talks and the way he interacts. Now, I wasn't showing off, brothers and sisters. I was working for you all. I got to get the best price ever. And I got to get everything we need. And so I am good because it's on my level now. I'm talking to the powers that be, not these birds down here that don't want nothing but a mess filled with four walls and lose them, don't have nobody in them. They don't want to listen, that's okay. But I'll be damned if you're going to put me in a position to look like I'm a beggar. Yes, I sat in that room. I'll never do it again. Nobody, man, what Steve Muhammad said, don't let nobody take this platform. Well, guess what? They've taken the platform. I'm just giving the reality that you tell me I got to give to all to get back. All I done for Jersey. Not just North, what I done for Jersey. That I got to walk a street in order for me to get something. But the Jews get 20 million. The Portuguese get 20 million. The Italians get 20 million. The Reverends get 40, 50 million. And I don't see none of them in the street. Why? Because they put them in office. You got to work for it. But go ahead with your bad self. The only way you're going to uplift these kids and stop them from killing one another, you got to give them God's words. It's an old saying. You can take a person out of the country, but you ain't going to take the country out of the person. You ain't going to take a murderer out because you put him in heaven. And you ain't going to take a dope dealer out of that world because you went and talked to him for today. That ain't how it worked, brother, sister. Why, send your children down there. A brother whispered in my ear. He said, tell them to send their own children. They can't. They don't control their own children. Their children basically control them. Hell, it's our children who's killing people. It's our children that's selling drugs. Now, how you going to send your children there? You didn't raise them in the house, and you ain't going to raise them out there because they don't have no respect for you. Every mass Jew is supposed to be outside their door teaching. You don't have to go nowhere. You got drugs right on your block. You got dope addicts right on your block. You got thieves all around the mass Jew. Go teach them. You ain't got to go nowhere. That's what we used to do. You came to a stake and take, we would educate you. And next you know it, they got the X. You want to go out there with your old self because why? You don't know how to do nothing else. We're not individuals, brothers and sisters. If 10 ants come to your house, you step on them. If 25,000 come, you run like hell. So if that's the case, why ain't we walking in numbers? Since we want to make an example, come in numbers. You can't come in numbers. Because they don't understand no numbers. But they understand those 25,000 ants. I'm not here to knock you or knock you down. I'm saying stand up, man, and be a real man. And you don't come together as a community, you ain't going anywhere. I ain't begging nobody. I ain't begging anybody. So why y'all got all these it-tars in the restaurant and these it-tars in the city hall and these it-tars in your home? That's good. I ain't tell you to stop that. But watch, now we got an it-tar in Bear Stadium. Some of y'all fools will stay home on spite and don't understand that that's the blessing. Coming there give you 1,000 months. Allahu Akbar. Oh, you say it. You hear people say it. But you don't believe it. Because if you believed it, you would understand it. You have to understand what the words of the Quran actually mean. And you got to carry it out. You cannot know this Quran and not make progress. We making progress. The Exit County and Union County Shore Board is making progress. So we're preparing for Friday. Signing a contract for Friday. Coming to eat your meals. You can break fast with us. And we got vendors outside in case you don't want to be in line. All them brothers lined up for $200. They said we should charge more. Well, good. Let them make a whole lot of money. Because they're going to be the first preference to come when we do the end. We decide to go to Waker Park. That's where we're going to do the end. Why? Because they was crying that we left them. Keep in mind, that was the first time we had 12,000. Then we came to Essex County. Now we're going back because the county want us back. And the brothers said it, they like those boats, and they like the baseball field, and they like the football field, and they like the soccer field. And the mountain had all the rides. Oh, man, we're going back to thank Union County. 30,000. 3,000 people coming out of Bergen County. 3,000 coming out of Sussex County. Rockaway. All these very different masjid has joined us. Go ask the brothers. When you get the paper on Friday, they're going to blow your mind. Because you're going to see us with the powers of be of the state of New Jersey that control Essex County in the Muslim Journal. The only paper that everybody, whether you're Jew, Christian, or Italian, or Irishman, you don't mind being the paper that Imam Waladin Muhammad created. Because those Muslims are silent. They are sound in their belief. And so you're going to see us in the paper, on the back of the paper. Yeah, we pay for it. Cost thousands to do so. But why not give the money to my sister, Aisha, that grew up with us? Y'all too selfish to pay for what you're doing. Nobody knows what you're doing. You booked the place for 3-day holidays and ain't got the money for the first day. You still working on the second and third day. Well, I pray you don't get 50. I pray you get much more so you don't lose your money or look like a fool and make us look like a fool. That, where does that end, Mr. Muhammad? And I got to give you an excuse to cover your shame. I don't know. I think it's stupidity. It sure is not Islam. Because Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, come to your nearest id. Id was taught later, after Ramadan was introduced to them. And then id was taught. Oh, you don't know that. Why? Nobody told you that? It's for all the communities to come together. That's what it is for. What do you think it's for? That's what Muhammad the Prophet taught. That was his message for the whole world, is to unite. He is not no prophet. He's not no state prophet. He's not no prophet of just y'all who say you're Muslim prophet. He's a universal prophet. What part you don't understand? I got calls from my Christians saying, Marad, can we come to the park? Yes. Come pray with us. Sit in our seats. You don't have to bow your head like we do, but come pray with us and bring your grandchildren. Well, how do we get in? You walk in. What do it cost? Nothing. Cost you nothing. Oh, we're going to have some Salika boxes around there. For all those who's in their heart will put some money in there. If we got 30,000 or 40,000 people that came to our ear, just put $1. That's 40,000 already. Don't let it be $10. See how easy it is? We don't have to ask nobody for anything. Don't cost you nothing. You go to them trucks, it's going to cost you. But why not? If you got it, support them. Last year you did, that's why they back. And on Friday, the 10th, downtown North, plenty of parking. You come in, you can eat your suhoor, you can make your salat, you can make your isha, and we're going to do ta'weeh. And then we're going to have about 14 imams reading the Quran all night. 3:30, you eating your suhoor meal. You had your itar, now you're going to eat your suhoor meal. We got that for you. And then we make our fajr prayer, and we're out of there. 5:30, everybody go home. And you begin your fast. What a blessing. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We got all the cameras coming out Friday. We got YouTube. We got It's Thin Line. We got all the press. They want to see this. But you and yourself itself, because we got 30,000, you don't want to be that 31. Because we got 40,000, you don't want to be that 45. Isn't that something? Isn't that sick? But you want to be stuck on stupid. You want to be like Noah's son. Go up on the mountain, man. You get saved. The water ain't going to get you up there. I just wanted to end by saying these things that is occurring in society. We should understand this is the world that we live in, and these things happen. You got a man that says if you're going to let them marry another same couple, two men, two women, then why don't you allow the men that want more than one wife? This is a Caucasian talking. Polygamy, you says, is overruled. And they fighting him because he want to marry his second wife that he can't put under the law. He's man enough to stand up. And the two women saying, we don't mind one got the paper and the other one don't, but it will do look good. He said, no, I want to send a message that this woman needs everything I owe her under the law. So if you can put man with man and woman with woman and make it a law, why not make polygamy the same thing? That's a good argument for him. But isn't that amazing? Allah said in the Quran, 2, 3, or 4, we don't need society to tell us how to do it because it's Allah's will. We follow Allah's will. Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby had 25 women coming out because he made a statement on the oath and thought it was sealed. Become a criminal and see if your record is sealed. They unseal it when they come to get you. Now, you're going to get a job and your record been sponged. It's hard for them to find. But do something wrong. Ain't nothing sealed. So Bill got to handle that. And I'm glad that ain't my burden. That's his burden. But you don't want to go to your grave and leave that behind. So may Allah be with him to handle that. There's a Trump. He's running for president. Whether he win or lose, that's his prerogative. But the one thing I like about him, he says what he says, and they took money from him. Millions. Right now, I estimate 150 million has been snatched from him. He still won't turn heel. All you got to do is say, I'm going to give you a deal to build on your land, or give you a deal to build some houses, or give you a deal so you can extend your masjid, and all principles go out the window. Here is a man losing 150 million, say, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. But you coward won't tell that dope dealer, I don't want your money. How do you know he's in there giving you the money? Because you know you only got about 25 people, but yet they left 10,000 behind. You know that's dope money, but you don't care it's dope money. So Donald Trump got more morals and loyalty to what he believes. What is wrong or right? He believes it. But you say you believe the wrath of God. but yet you condone it indirectly. Then they say it's a city alert across the whole country. High tense security. Because they worry about who's going to come here and tear up this country. Well, FBI agent, may God be pleased with him, before he died, he said, when you see this, it's because now they can spend your money and you ain't going to question it because they got to keep you safe. That's another word when they say high security, high alarm, that we have to put in the inner cities as another $1 billion has just been spent. They get wealthy on using the system and using the people. That's how they do it. These are the things that's happening out here. And I can't express to you enough that all you got to do is stay in paradise. And if you stay in paradise, sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. We are honored and very gratified that all the Muslims, there's about 50 of us around the table on Sunday, and we're putting together a beautiful night, Friday, the 10th at Bear Stadium, that you start at 8 o'clock, and we're out of there about 5:30. And you're able to not have to go anywhere. If you don't like the food we're giving to you for free, go out to the trucks. You're going to have sandwiches. You're going to have fish. Yes, our fish brother, we told him, come on, park that truck so people can eat good fish. Brother with watermelon. I said, man, come on, bring your watermelon. Who don't like watermelon? Brothers with ice cream truck, four trucks pulled up because everybody like ice cream. So we're going to have everything there for you. And you can spend the night and enjoy yourself, and you can eat whatever you like to eat. But just come on out so we can make a statement, because this is going to go all around the world. And you want to be there and say, I was a part of, just like you did the Million Man March, just like you went to Washington for Dr. King. Just the idea you was there. You, nobody saw you, nobody took your name, nobody took your picture, but the history you will never forget. This is a history, history in the making. And we're going to bring out all the cameras so we can show our children, our grandchildren, what we have done in Jersey, more or less the city of North. We're going to send a letter to our honorable mayor, invite him to speak. This is his city. He come, we are elated. He don't come, Allah is still the God. But we have to acknowledge him because he is the mayor. I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, I will not be a part of a begging group. I don't even want to be associated with beggars. I don't want to be associated with people who stood down in ground zero. I'm saying you got to go get the people that can send the right people down there in ground zero. We have to build institutions of rehabilitation. We have to build hospitals. We got to build homes for the poor and the needy. The people down there can't help you do that. Are we going to forget them? No. But we got to be able to come into the knowledge of a community. And leadership ain't just saying that I'm an imam. You ain't over top of no one. Not me, no one. You are there because the community put you there. But until you wake up and understand that your time come, we all got to die, your license expires, your insurance expires if you don't pay it, inshallah, may Allah bless us and may us come together. And I'll see you on Friday. And we will come together, and hopefully, inshallah, we can build. Bill, you don't need that money from the city. Well, New Africa can give you that money. But you don't want to come to New Africa. Ain't that amazing? You running down there to the bank thinking they're going to give you something. You better put up your house. And if it ain't worth seven figures, you might get 50,000 or 100. If I said anything to insult anyone, I surely apologize. I beg Allah for forgiveness because I didn't mean to step on anyone's toe. But if I said anything and split a verb or mispronounce anything that I'm speaking about, I'm human. These things happen, but you got the point. But if I said anything to bring you all out, because in our community, if you remember, what is Nima Muhammad? I don't like to use the word community, but you know what I mean. His taksiyah, if you come out, that's another 20,000 strong. Put 20,000 more in there, it sends a major message along with our 30,000. That's why I said 50. Because where's the 20,000 that we did without anybody? Nobody came to our ears but us. But where is us? If it motivates you to come out tomorrow night and motivates you to come to Plainfield, New Jersey at the Masjid in Plainfield with my beloved brother, Wali Muhammad, and see Darnell Kareem and understand that he teaches the taqsir of Imam Walasim Muhammad and Masjid Allah on Friday, July the 10th. If I motivate you to be there for Juma Salat at 1:10 p.m., if I motivate you to be at 121 Grant Avenue in Plainfield, New Jersey, 07061, then give that credit. Give that credit to Allah. I greet you from all the prophets, from Adam to Abraham to Jesus to Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, with the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you for listening. Ramadan Mubarak.